And it says, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What is it talking about? God made Jesus to be sin for me, because I was full of sin, but Jesus didn't even know sin, but he became sin for me so that I could become what he is, so that now I'm the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. So he became sin for me when he didn't even know sin. He did it for me so that I could become what he is, the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Christ has redeemed me from what's under the curse? Sickness and disease is under the curse. Poverty and lack is under the curse. Spiritual death is under the curse. All those things are under the curse. Guess what? Christ has redeemed me from it. So sickness and disease, Christ has redeemed me from sickness and disease. Y'all hear me? Christ has redeemed me from poverty and lack. Christ has redeemed me from spiritual death. And guess what? In its place, I have divine health. I have wealth and riches. I have life in the abundance. That's because of what Jesus did. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And the last one, Isaiah 53 and 5. Says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Aren't you glad he was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I'm going to read that one from the Passion Translation. At least I thought I was. Never mind. Amen. Selah. All right. And then the last one, Psalm 103. We're going to have to act this one out right here. Amen. Says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Go ahead and bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. What benefits? He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. Hallelujah. He let Tim be 50 today. Oh, I ain't mean to say your amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of mine iniquities, who healeth all of my diseases, who redeemed my life from destruction. I don't know about you, but I like being redeemed from destruction. Hallelujah. Who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with love and kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The New Living Translation says, who fills my life with good, that's one I like so much. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. And so what we do is we practice putting that word in our hearts. And guess what? Our speech begin to change. What we say begin to change because we spent time with the word. Amen. And it's a continual thing. It's not a I got it today and then I'm not going to go back to it ever again in my life. But no, I got it today and I'm going to do it tomorrow and I'm going to do it the next day. And I'm going to get better at that thing and better at that thing and better at that thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Listen, hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you so much that you are our life. You are, come on, tell him who he is to you. Hallelujah. You are our life. You are our redeemer. You are our strength. Hallelujah. You are present help. You are the God that loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for redeeming our lives from destruction and crowning us with love and kindness and tender mercies and filling our lives with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank you for helping us to run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Thank you so much, Father God, that our strength is renewed. We thank you, Lord God, that you help us and that you cause us to leap over walls. And we thank you so much, Father God, for your wisdom. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your abundant peace, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the brand new mercies, Lord God, that you've given us. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are exalted. Hallelujah. You are exalted. Hallelujah. And for this, we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name.